Alrighty, we've got Al Esposito on the phone here. He is the Garden Center Manager at the Wappinger's Adams store. How are you doing this morning, Al?
Great, Rose. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. Thanks for coming on. So, we are now almost into June, right? It's a couple days away. And I see my friends posting all kinds of things about they're already harvesting plants. It seems like, is the season a little earlier than usual? Or is this when people would be harvesting things like peppers and even rhubarb?
I think we are definitely a little early. It depends on what size transplants they started with. But we definitely saw a warmer early May. So that put things a little bit further along. So yes, definitely people can be harvesting some things, herbs for sure. Lettuce, all the cooler crops are definitely harvestable right now, early in June.
Yeah, my friends are harvesting peppers already, which it seems early for that.
Yeah, but peppers that they must have brought them out and kept them covered because they really love the warm weather. They really like it hot and a good warm soil temperature. So that's a pretty good beat if they're doing that.
Yeah, well, they're good gardeners. Speaking about soil, so we wanted to hit the topic soil health. Yeah, that's where things get a little sciency for people, right? Like pH levels and stuff.
Things have been changing with soil. We're trying to move away from peat-based soil, so there's more compost. There are coconut core is mixed into soils that are bag soils that you're adding into your container gardening, your raised beds, but your general, even in your garden beds, just in the soil that occurs naturally that we're gardening in, you can add compost. Mycorrhizae is a fungus that attaches to the roots of your plants, and it naturally occurs, but it's added into soil mixes now. We actually have it in packages, too, that can be added right into your soils as you're planting. So that helps the roots actually go further into the soils to gather nutrients out of the soils.
So it's a fungus. Yeah, that's a fungus though, and it sounds like that would be a bad thing.
But it's a beneficial fungi. It, like I said, it attaches to your plant roots. It's naturally occurring. It happens all the time. Even if you don't add the mycorrhizae in, it's going to be there, and it just multiplies and moves along. It's like a long thread, so it makes nutrients that attach to your roots. So it's this thread that's attaching to your roots and letting your roots go even further into the soils to extract the nutrients that exist naturally and that you add in. And in addition to those mycorrhizae, there are biochars being added to soils, and it's available as a soil additive also. And biochar is basically a burned wood product, and it's burned at a cooler temperature, so the air is kept in as it's burning. And what it does is you wind up with a charcoal, but a small particle, and it creates multiple surfaces, many pockets in that biochar that the mycorrhizae and other beneficial microbes live in and enhance your soil.
Someone like me, I hear all this. This is kind of overwhelming for someone like me who's not a, you know, so, like a real, yeah. So
it is. And you really, the biggest thing you have to think about with your soil is checking your pH. That I would start with pH, because pH is your baseline. If your pH is between that 6.5 and 7 points, when you apply fertilizers, it's available to your plants. If your plants are base-loving plants, if you're acid-loving, you've got to lower your pH. So you've got to be down in that 5.5 to 5.5 percentage on your pH. And pH is easily corrected by doing a pH test and then amending your soil with calcium or lime. There's quick limes that would act pretty quickly so that you would be able to change it almost within a couple weeks. And then there are limes that are applied in the fall that work over the winter, and your pH is where you need it to be in the spring. So pH is the the thing I would be checking first. And at once your pH is good, you're good to go. Most soil mixes that you're buying for container plants, your pH is good to go right out of the bag. So
that's the kind I like. that's what I like. The one that's already made for me.
Easy, no worries. And then fertilizing. And the reason why I wanted to bring up fertilizing is we're into June. We've had a lot of rain, so a lot of that early fertilizer that was put out there is run through.
Oh, so you have to redo it?
Yes, you should be fertilizing from April right through till the end of June, even into July. It depends on how long your plants are going to be producing. But say you were talking about vegetable plants and even your container flower gardens, you should be fertilizing on a regular basis. People flower with their flower beds. They're either using a time-release fertilizer that will take care of it for the entire season, or they're using a water-soluble that they're just mixing in water in every week or every other week, adding some fertilizer. In vegetable gardens and beds, they're probably using a granular material.
So on the flowering plants, you mentioned one that goes for the whole season. If we haven't done that already, if we haven't put that in yet, is it too late?
No, absolutely not. There's actually two different kinds. One will go for about 3 months, and the other one will go for 6 months. So they're both on the shelf at most retailers, readily available, and they have two different formulations. So you can add it in just by mixing it into the top of the soil. You want it to be coated into the soil so that it's not degrading from sunlight. It degrades from the water. It has coating on it in different thicknesses. So as you water, the thickness wears off. And that's how the time release takes effect.
Got it. Okay, good. So we had a listener question. She's saying that she noticed that her onions in her raised metal beds look misshapen this year, but they look normal on her deck garden. She's asking, do we think that maybe a pesticide drift affected them, or is it the soil nutrients? And then some people commented it could be the metal. Do you have any clue what could be causing this?
Most raised beds are coated inside with either a food grade paint, or some of them are zinc coatings. They're meant to grow vegetables in, so I don't think it has anything to do with the actual container. As far as drifts, pesticides could be any type of pesticide, but that would be something that the gardener would be applying themselves. So the biggest thing there is to just follow the instructions on the label and not overdo it, not to do it in the sunlight when it's too hot, because that'll cause distortion and it'll cause burn on the plants, and to just not over apply. Now, an herbicide, on the other hand, if that did drift in, that could cause a distortion or a discoloring or actually kill a plant. Most times drift just leaves spots on leaves if it is an herbicide. I would think it probably has something more to do with just the fertility in that container, and possibly check the pH and then add some nutrients, fertilizers in there. It may not grow back to normal, but at least whatever else gets planted in there will.
Great. Great, great, great advice. Thank you so much. So these products that you're talking about, I'm assuming you have them available, right, in the garden center at Adams? So
yes,
if our listeners have questions or what about this, because each person's garden is going to be different. So basically you're saying test your pH. If it's not within those ranges, come to the store, right? And what do? They seek out somebody to help them?
We can actually do a pH test, right? I know at the Wappinger Adams, we have a pH tester, so it's a simple test that we'll do. That'll give them an idea where their pH is. Right in the garden center, all they have to do is ask for a garden associate, and I'm pretty sure that all of our garden centers do this. I will check on that and send you an email just to verify.
Thanks.
But once the pH is tested and they know they're in the good spot, then just follow the directions. We can recommend fertilizers to suit their needs, whether it's flowering or vegetable, organic or non-organic. We've got quite a good selection of those fertilizers and the others that we just talked about.
Awesome. All right, great. Thanks so much, Al Esposito, Adams Garden Center Manager at the Wappinger Store. Once again, great information. You're going to make a gardener out of me yet. I'm going to try.
My pleasure, Rose.
Thanks so much. Really we'll talk to you again soon as we get into the season even further. Thanks so much.
Excellent. You're welcome. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.